This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Time now for our Friday StoryCorps series, and this story addresses issues surrounding suicide. When Lauren Jine was in her 20s, she was diagnosed with a chronic lung disease. A decade later, and in desperate need of new lungs, she eventually was hospitalized, waiting for a transplant. Months passed until a call came through that a 23-year-old from Arkansas had died. Lori in Indiana would get his lungs. Once she recovered from the surgery, Lori wrote a condolence note to the young man's family. His mother responded. That was 5 years ago. The two women have since formed a special relationship. As part of our StoryCorps series, Lori talked with Billy Riepma about the loss of Billy's son, Dylan.
On January 28th, things in your life changed forever.
Yes, they did. My daughter received a phone call that Dylan had been shot and that we needed to get over to Washington Regional Hospital in Fayetteville, Arkansas. She kept telling me, you know, all the way over there, no, no, somebody else done this. And I knew he had done it himself. He had, you know, pushed himself to that point. And we got over there. They were still running tests. The kidneys were still liable, you know, and ready to go. And so were the lungs. And we decided to have Dylan be an organ donor. And so that's what he donated.
Do you remember the first day that you and I talked?
Not really. I know it was a wonderful day, and I was crying.
Yeah, me too.
It was an emotional day, but I knew there was a connection.
Yeah.
You would think the same blood was running through our veins.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually it is, you know?
Yeah. I don't call you guys or refer to you guys as my donor's family. You're my donor family. You know, you're my family.
Yeah.
So when people ask you how Dylan died, how do you answer that?
I'm very blunt about it. He took his own life. He shot himself in the head. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, how could he have done that? You know, and it's like, well, he called his dad and his dad said that he would be there in a little while, and a little while turned into a long while. Mm-hmm. And he didn't call me.
Does that make you mad?
No, it makes me hurt. He didn't want me to save him.
What helps you get through?
I don't really know if I do get through every day. I mean, I still breathe every day and eat and sleep, you know, like normal people, but I'm not normal by no means. And I don't think I ever will be. I mean, he was my baby, you know, I mean, he's my baby and I did everything always to protect him. Sorry.
You don't blame yourself, do you?
Sometimes, you know, there was a better connection for him to have called me that day. But like I said, I keep thinking, why didn't he? Did I do something wrong or did I make him mad? Or
I wish I could take the pain away.
You have? By him helping you breathe every day. I am so grateful for that. There is no heartbreak like losing a child.
I love you so much.
Oh, I love you. I'm glad God put us together. I really am. I'm so glad that Dylan was able to help you.
That was Billy Riepma talking to Lori Jine. They were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. You're listening to WBEZ.